Oh Lord, we come before you. We'll just give you thanks and praise for all that you do for us, Lord. We thank you for your word that gives us life, your word that creates, builds, furthers your kingdom, Lord. We thank you for what it's done for us, and we thank you for your promises for us. And we just ask that today your word is planted in our hearts, and the harvest is plentiful. And in your name, amen. Okay. Like we've said before, we're going to start a study on healing. And a lot of what you'll hear today is stuff that I've said to you in the past, but we need this thing rooted in us. We need this word rooted in us. Starting Wednesday, Micah's going to start a study on Philippians with us. And before I forget, we're going to do those Wednesday nights at 7:30 p.m. It's going to help him be able to get Madden down and not be distracted for his teaching. Help the parents of young kids to be able to sit and focus. So, we've been going about an hour earlier, but we're going to try this out to help Micah and his stress levels as far as teaching us. So, all right. So, Kendra, I'll ask that you help me remember to send a text out to everybody to let them know if the time changed this Wednesday, because there's people not here also, so they'll need to know. All right. Well, let's get started on healing, okay? With healing, the key ingredient is faith. So, is that surprising? No. What is the key ingredient in receiving Jesus?
Faith.
Faith, right? What is the key ingredient for salvation? Faith, right? So, this shouldn't be any surprise that healing is the key ingredient. The key ingredient in receiving any promise of God is faith. The Greek word for faith is pisteo, which means trust and confidence to be fully persuaded. It's more than believing. It's believing in a way that you are fully persuaded. We must be fully persuaded that the power of God is for us, in us, and through us today. It didn't die or expire with the apostles back in the biblical days. Without this understanding, we struggle to receive and pour out healing. Maybe you're wondering, is healing real? Is it available? Is God really there and listening? Do people still get healed today? And the answer to every single one of those is yes. Now let's allow scripture to fully persuade us that healing is real for us today. Okay. Turn to Romans 1. We'll start in verse 16. We're going to read 16 and 17. Romans 1, 16 and 17 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jews first, and also for the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith." That part there, the just shall live by faith, is Habakkuk 2:4. Can you flip over there real quick and read that for us, Micah?
Yeah.
I should have gave you a warning that I'd call.
You're all right. 2:4. What do you say?
Habakkuk 2:4.
2:4. Okay. Says, "Behold, his soul is puffed up; it is not upright within him. But the righteous shall live by his faith."
So that's what Paul is referencing when he says, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now, this in Romans 1, let me read it out to you out of Amplified. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, the good news of Christ. For it is God's power working unto salvation for deliverance from eternal death to everyone who believes with a personal trust and a confident surrender and firm reliance to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in the gospel, a righteousness which God ascribes is revealed, both springing from faith and leading to faith. Disclosed through the way of faith that arouses to more faith. So when we read God is revealed from faith to faith, it's a faith that is a faith that we hear and causes more faith to abound, arouses more faith. As it is written, the man who through faith is just and upright shall live and shall live by faith. So only the word of God, the gospel, can produce faith in the hearer, which is necessary for us to receive healing. You know you've heard the gospel preached when it contains the power of God. The power isn't just a feeling riling you up. It is the power that stirs you up in faith to believe for the promises of God. You can tell it's the authenticated gospel when it has dunamis. Remember, dunamis is that dynamite power, when it has that power, that the miracle working power of God contained within it. So that's the true gospel. When you hear that, have you guys ever heard like the true gospel spoken and it just something is alive in you and you know what you're hearing is truth? That's what we're talking about here. Now, where it says we're talking about the gospel, right? The word of God. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. So it's for everyone who believes. The Greek word for salvation is soteria, meaning salvation, healing, deliverance, and prosperity. It's so much more than a ticket to heaven. I've spoken on this before. Are you saved? People are meaning, do you have a ticket to heaven? But this word soteria is so much more than just a ticket to heaven. It's healing also, prosperity and deliverance. It's the miraculous power of God shared through the gospel that brings healing, prosperity, deliverance, and salvation. When the real gospel is preached, there will be evidence of healing, prosperity, freedom, breakthrough, all that word salvation means. Did you guys hear that? When the real gospel is preached. You've heard me speak about when I went to Karis in 2024. And that was a time when I heard the true gospel spoken, faith stirred up in me, and I saw evidence of these things. And I've shared it with you plenty of times. So maybe that was such an impactful time for me that I remember it because it was powerful, because there was power in it when I was there and saw it, and I saw people healed in it. And I had my faith was stirred up for my believing and my healing. So on the other side of that, if the gospel you're listening to contains no power, it's not the gospel. It's a watered down version. It's a fake gospel. Have you guys ever heard that gospel before?
Yeah, I have.
These women have heard that. They're adamant about it. So, verse 17, for in it, what is it? The real gospel that we're talking about. The righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. The real gospel has the power to change our lives. So that's when you know you're hearing the real gospel. And faith is passed on through the sharing of the gospel. The gospel will always produce a response in you, being stirred up in faith and encouraged. The gospel doesn't produce doubt, unbelief, or fear. So if you've heard a gospel that was kind of, focusing on doubt, unbelief, or fear, it wasn't the real gospel. Okay, and the end of this, where it says, the just shall live by faith. Who are the just?
Us. That's
That's
right.
us. We are the just. Jesus justified us. Remember that? Just as if I've never sinned. That we're justified through Jesus because of what he did. As the just, since we are the just, we're to live our lives by faith. So, we just said faith is the key ingredient, and faith comes by hearing. So, guess what? Healing comes by hearing. Okay? Let me read to you Romans 10. You want to turn there? We'll be looking at Romans 10, verses 11 through 17. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. See, we just read, first the Jew, then the Greek. Well, now there's no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach the gospel of peace? They're saying, how are they going to pass it along? How shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Said, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Who's whoever? It's all of us, right? Everybody. You cannot separate Jesus from the gospel. To be ashamed of the gospel is to be ashamed of Jesus. So, for whoever, that's everyone, everyone that calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Everyone has access to the gospel. You can make the decision to receive Christ right now if you want it. I think we all have. And in this part in the scripture we just read, and how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? Where am I? Okay, I skipped a part. So, where I just read, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, right? And everyone has access to that. Saved is the same word soteria, meaning so much more than just saved. So we just went over soteria. That's in this verse too, which means salvation, healing, deliverance, and prosperity. So whoever calls on the name of the Lord is going to get salvation, healing, deliverance, and prosperity. Okay, so and how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? You have a choice to respond to the good news of healing, the good news of prosperity, the good news of deliverance, just as you responded to the good news of salvation. The gospel means the good news. It's translated as the too good to be true good news. So if Publishers Clearinghouse came to your door and said, hey, I got this great big check for you written out for $2 million or whatever, that's good news, right? That's too good to be true news. Well, this is what salvation is. It isn't just a ticket to heaven. It's all of these things. This is like winning the publisher's sweepstakes or whatever that thing's called. Okay, so faith by the word of God, right? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And remember what Romans 1, 16 said, the just live by faith. So that's us. We've got to hear the word of God. And the word of God spoken out produces faith. So it stirs up more faith. Yes, we have faith to believe in Jesus and to receive Jesus, but even speaking it out, it gives us more faith. And the more faith comes out, more grace comes out as well. And things will start manifesting in our lives, those things that we just read what soterion means. So this is a repetitive hearing though, not having heard only once. It's like eating. We don't just eat one time. We constantly nourish ourselves when we eat. We keep devouring the word of God to see its power released in our lives. And this is something you've heard me mention before. Hearing is the same gospel, or I'm sorry, healing is the same gospel as salvation. Healing is not a separate gospel. One gospel contains all these things because the gospel is the power of God. So all right, the four things I just read to you, healing, deliverance, prosperity,
Salvation.
salvation. Yeah. Okay. All those things, right? Me and Casey, we were at a dinner one time with a couple, and they went to a different church, and the guy told me, like, hey, I don't believe all that prosperity gospel that people teach, and I just, that's not for me. And I'm like, okay, that's how you feel, but guess what? There's not such thing as a prosperity gospel. There's just the gospel, which includes prosperity. So he was a little mistaken. I'm not going to correct some guy I barely know
Sure.
on this at the time, but that's how people think, right?
Yeah.
The gospel, there's only one gospel, and it includes all these things. It's the whole package. All right. If you've received Jesus, you've received the whole package. You can't separate healing from the gospel. And you can't separate deliverance from the gospel. You can't separate prosperity out of the gospel. They're not chunks. It's everything together. Jesus, the healer, lives in your spirit man. Remember, you have a spirit and soul, and you live in a body or a flesh suit. Everywhere my flesh suit goes, healing goes with me because Jesus is with me in my spirit, man. Look, here's the point that we can all wrap our minds around. We can't see our salvation, but you can't talk me out of it. You're going to say, are you saved? Absolutely, I am. Are you going to heaven? Yes, I am. Well, I don't think you are. I can't tell. Well, it's like, you don't have to. You're not changing my mind on this. I have faith for this. I have that. What was the very first way we talked about faith? It was fully persuaded. I'm fully persuaded, and you can't talk me out of that, right? So we take our salvation that way. Healing's got to be the same way. Healing has got to be the same way. We can't judge healing by what we see in our flesh suit. Okay? If you look at me, can you tell that I'm saved? No, you can't. I mean, it's just, but you're not going to talk me out of it. And so, how can we judge if I'm healed or not by looking at me? Right? Because that's the difference. But something is tangible that we can notice with our eyes and feel it and use our five senses for. And salvation is not. That's fully, we have to have faith in that. But something that we could use our eyes, look at Doubting Thomas, right? Unless I see myself healed, I don't believe it, right? And what did Jesus say? Blessed are those who believed without seeing. Okay, so we need to get so rooted in to believing what our salvation what soteria is for us, that there's no doubt in my mind that I'm healed. You know, and someone like me who went through something with the spinal cord, I mean, I look at Kelly, you know, and in her identity is that Wagner's disease. I don't know if I said it right, Kelly, but you know, some people have to deal with this more than others. Some are don't have to deal with healing, and it's not something that you will someday, probably, as our flesh suits get, you know, broken down a little bit. But other people are dealing with it now. Other people will deal with it later. But as it comes in and it's something to be like, oh, now that thing is rooted into my identity. I really got to change my mind about this. I was telling, hey, I'm Darren. I have a spinal cord injury. That's why I walk like, you know, it's like how I was identifying as when I did that. And I had to break all of those things. And I had to say, no, I'm healed. That's not who I am. I'm this because Jesus gave me this. We receive Jesus by faith, and we receive healing by faith. So we saw in the New Testament, Jesus, he was the healer. He went around and healed everybody, right? Well, when we received Jesus, we received the healer. He's in my spirit man now. So why would I say I'm not healed when I have him with me and he's the one that heals everybody? He's just going to heal everybody but me? No, he's healing me. Okay. We just sang that song, what was it? Waymaker? Even when I don't see you working,
Yeah, you're
I
working.
know that you're working. You know, I don't see my healing yet, but I know that you're working because I have faith in that. And I have faith in you, Jesus, and what you can do.
That is who you are.
Some struggle to receive healing because of what they're listening to. You guys know anyone that people that have this issue? Remember Romans 10:17. Faith comes from hearing. So maybe they're listening to the wrong things. Maybe they're listening to a gospel with no power, you know, the wrong
To
gospel.
the doctor who's saying things.
The doctor who says, you put more credence in what the doctor tells you than what the word of God says. Does the doctor's word have any power? No, but God's word does. So how about we believe in God's word, who has power, the dunamis power, the miracle working power? That's the one I'm gonna cast all my eggs in, or in that basket. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same Jesus who healed 2,000 years ago and the same God who healed in the Old Testament. Healing is not a new idea. It was always God's will for your life. Our preconceived ideas about who God is and what he'll do can hold us back from receiving every good and precious promise he has. Do you hear that? Our preconceived ideas. We just talked on a Wednesday night about don't limit God. Just because we can't see it, just because we're like, he can do this, but he can't do that. How are you going to expand and believe that he can do all things? So don't have preconceived ideas about who he is and what he can do, because that's going to hold us back from receiving every good and precious promise he has. Healing is available today by putting faith in Jesus and what he's already done. If you've received Jesus, you've also received the healer. Remember, this was paid for at the cross. That's what we call the atonement. What we just read in Romans 10, Paul asks, how will people believe if they haven't heard the gospel? Well, let's look at Isaiah 53. Yeah, that's why I wore this shirt today. Told Casey, oh, I'm gonna wear my Isaiah 53 shirt today. Okay, Isaiah 53, that's a prophecy about Jesus. Verses 1 through 5 says, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Right? He's just a regular old dude from Nazareth. There's nothing special about him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. So this is part of what Paul was quoting in Romans 10. And there's some Hebrew words that have deeper meanings. So when it says a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, sorrows, it's pain, grief, or affliction, and acquainted with grief, which is anxiety, which is, afflicted in your soul, right? Isn't that a way we can look at it? Of course, we need healing in our bodies for certain things, but our soul, we're spirit, soul, and body. Our soul, that's where we're getting our anxiety, our grief from. That's where, people have mental illness or, addiction issues or whatever. That's the soul that's damaged. Okay. Surely he has a, I'll start over, a man of sorrows and acquainted with griefs. Surely he has borne our griefs, our anxiety, and carried our sorrows, our pain, our grief, or affliction. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded, the stripes he took on his back for our transgressions. He took those wounds for us. He was bruised. This word bruised means beaten to pieces. He was beaten to pieces for our iniquities, our shortcomings, our sinning. The chastisement, he took that on. Why? For our peace. Peace in Hebrew, shalom, means rest, health, happiness, wholeness, prosperity, peace, safety, favor, and friendship. So he took on all the bad things so we could have that whole list of things there. The Hebrew people, they would say shalom, shalom. That's what they're wishing upon as a greeting. I wish this upon you. Let me read that to you again. Rest, health, happiness, wholeness, prosperity, peace, safety, favor, and friendship. That's he took all the bad stuff so we can have that. And by his stripes, the whipping that he took, we are healed. Isaiah is given a prophetic word about Jesus' crucifixion and its payment for your physical healing, your emotional healing, your mental well-being, peace in your soul, forgiveness of sins, your protection, and your friendship with God. We cheapen the atonement when we only take our ticket to heaven and reject the rest. You see why that bothers me? When me, Micah, and Manny went to Charis last time, someone told a story up on stage where there was this guy around the turn of the century. He barely had any money, but all he could afford was a ticket across the Atlantic to the United States. And it takes like 2 weeks or whatever to sail across the Atlantic. And the man, he every night at dinner, he would go out on deck and he had like just a few crackers. And he would eat those crackers out there. And finally, after about a week and a half of this, the captain went out and said, "Sir, what are you doing out here?" Like, "Oh, I'm just eating my dinner." He's like, "Well, why aren't you eating dinner with us?" And he says, "I only could afford the ticket. I couldn't afford anything else." He goes, "With the ticket comes the dinner. You could have been eating with us this whole time and having this lavish meal. And you know that was the story told us, but really, like, yes, you could, there's so much more than just the ticket, you know, just the passage. There's the meal, there's the nice room you get, you can take a shower, you know, there's more than just. And this man just thought he only got the passage across the Atlantic. So that was an example story of kind of not understanding everything salvation has to give to you. Your salvation came with benefits, including healing. You can't pick up salvation alone and reject healing based on your previous experience. You received both salvation and healing, and you choose what to walk in. You can reject the healing if you want, but it's not advised. You know, healing is there for you, and you get that rooted in you just like salvation, and you will be healed. You can't see salvation, but you believe in it. You don't see healing, so you don't believe in it. Same as prosperity as well. I mean, I'm sure we're going to get into prosperity as well. We'll get into that section as well, but it's part of the atonement. This is basic principles. Sometimes we weren't taught on all these basic principles, but we are now. So let's get our heads wrapped around them. You already contain healing. You are a walking dispenser of healing about to be released. The healing power of God can become more real to us than the pain and symptoms we feel in our flesh. Guys, hear that? The healing power of God can become more real to us than the pain and symptoms we feel in our flesh. We can put our trust and confidence on what's in our spirit man than see it manifest in our flesh. The provision is there. How did Jesus heal? It was through his spirit, which came miracle working power, right? We have a spirit in us. We have to believe it in our spirit first before it'll manifest in the flesh. The same way Jesus healed, the same way he's going to heal us through the spirit first, right? When we got it, we got to put our trust and confidence on what's in our spirit, man. Then we'll see it manifest in our flesh. The provision is there. We access it by faith, just like salvation, right? We don't doubt our salvation again. That's something we got rooted in us. We don't even question that. So let's not question if we received healing as well. 1 Peter 2:24. He himself, Jesus, bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. Right? So remember, we read this the other day. Salvation, healing. They're always together there, right? So because of what he did on the cross, we're dead to sins now. We should live unto righteousness. And he finishes that by saying, by whose stripes you are healed. Healed, past tense. It's already been done. He's already been on the cross. This is a done deal. Peter's looking back at the cross saying, healing is a done deal. We're just accessing it. Jesus doesn't need to come down and die again every time we sin or catch a cold. He already paid the price for sin and sickness once and for all. He cut off the root, which was sin. So there cannot be any fruit, which sickness is a fruit of sin. There was no sickness until sin came into the world. So with sin came sickness. Just as sin lost its authority in our lives, sickness has no authority to rule on our flesh today because Jesus has paid the price for you to be free from it. So we all need to do this. We all need to confess, I believe and I receive the healing of God. The healing power of God for me today. So let's say it. I believe and I receive.
I believe and I receive
the healing power of God for me today.
The healing power of God for me today.
Say that again to yourselves as you go throughout the day. Let's get this thing rooted in us. Okay? We're going to continue to hear about healing. This is going to go on for a while because there's a lot in there. There's a lot we need to learn. There's a lot we need to transform our minds to about it. But it'll all be based on the Word of God, the gospel, right? And faith, and our faith is going to continue to grow as we learn through this because we're going to keep hearing it. So that's the lesson. That's the beginning of healing. Any discussion? Any questions? Anything that needs to be discussed?
I have a little flyer that I brought. It's a little blurb about healing. And it does mention that sometimes we're, if we have like, kind of like bitterness in our hearts or something, sometimes we have to confess that to get, to get to the right place to receive our healing or something. But anyways, I brought that because it's just a little, it's a part of our devotional that AC and Jumper and I already have, but everybody wants to grab that.
I don't know if you guys could hear that, but my mom has a handout. So when you guys see her, ask her for it. We're gonna get ours today because we're here. But
was going to ask Kendra maybe to put it on. Well, I'll start putting that stuff on there.
Did you hear that, Kendra? She's gonna ask you for it under the blog section.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
And then I'll share that other thing that I feel like God is showing me if you want.
Sure. Does anyone have any discussion about healing right now? Okay. My mom's feels the Lord is showing her something, so she's going to share it.
So this started a while back. Actually, Andy and I had a conversation about, Andy was talking to me about the friends that we left behind, and kind of the awkwardness of it and stuff. And I don't know, like we were kind of like saying that. Actually, Henry, I don't think you want to talk, right, Amy? But you were saying, do you want to talk?
Good. You can
No.
go ahead.
Okay. So, he was just saying that he grew up with all these people, and yet now we have this lack of communication, and it's awkward, and he just doesn't know how to feel about it. And I said, I know I have a lot of friends too, and I haven't been really sure about how everybody's feeling about us either. But then I was telling. Then the next day, it was like I kept everywhere I looked, I kept seeing scriptures about how we need to love others, and it was like, okay, there's no question here. We have to love. I mean, for crying out loud, we're ending up in the same place. We're going to heaven. Everybody's going to be there. We need to love each other, right? But so I really feel like this is something. Today I was studying in First John, and I was reading this one part in chapter 2, 1 John chapter 2, starting with verse 9. He who says he's in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because darkness has blinded his eyes. And then throughout that chapter, it just talks about how, God is love and we need to love. So I mean, for me, this kind of hit home because I just feel like I don't feel like I've changed. I just kind of removed myself from an area, and it's, I think it's maybe sad for other people or whatever, but I still love everybody. So I am going to personally reach out to people and just share love, and I can't take responsibility for how it's received, but I do believe that that's what the Lord would want us to do.
Well,
That's it.
okay, thanks for sharing that. With that situation for me, I feel at peace, and I do still love everyone. I told them that I love everyone. At some point, I'm gonna have to act on that love, but right now, with what we're doing here, I'm at peace with this. So, and that's my umpire. So,
Well, maybe this is just a personal thing for
yeah.
me that I, not everybody just join in on that, but yeah, sure. No, I'm just kidding. that we're going to hear what people are saying, and people are saying things, and it's going to hurt. But we have to forgive, and we have to love. And I guess, like I said, maybe that was just for me.
All right. Well, if there's nothing else. All right. Michael, will you pray for us?
Yeah, absolutely. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this time. We get to meet together, Lord, and just thank you for this word that Dan is bringing and has been bringing. Just pray that you just put it on our hearts, impress it on our hearts, Lord. Help us just to receive it in the way that you have for each of us individually and as a group. Pray that you bless the rest of this day. We thank you for Avery and her birthday today. And we lift all this up in your name. Amen.
Amen.